But one of our brethren said this morning, would you give just a brief word of testimony tonight, just so we hear how the Lord has saved you. And I have had the privilege of being brought up into a Christian home. From a very early age, I knew my need of a Saviour. And it was through that, that I, at the very early age of four, I knew I needed to be saved. I knew only two things, that hell was real and that Christ was the Saviour. And at the age of four, I did make a profession of faith. And although at a time I may have rested upon that profession, I do not believe now looking back that that was the time when I really was converted. Because the fruits of that later on in my life, when I went up into my teenage years, there was no real repentance. There was no real desire to leave sin and follow Christ. There was no real stepping out in school and taking my stand for the Lord. But the Lord began to come after me in my rebellion whenever I was around 14 years of age. And I was at Macrofelt one night, and it was around Christmas time, and the lights, the Christmas lights were being switched on in the town, and I was out with my friends that night, and I knew in the back of my mind that Macrofelt outreach team were also out, and there was young men in that outreach team who were just bold for the Lord. Young men like David, the Reverend David Stewart from Port Clonone, a young other man, Pastor Ian Loughran, and also Andrew Stewart, who's in the college as well. Those are the young men who were in that outreach team. And I knew if they saw me, they would challenge me in front of my friends, they would embarrass me, they would ask me about coming out to church. And so I tried to avoid them all night. But later on in the night, I got into a bit of trouble, and I kind of half forgot about them. In the midst of that trouble, the young fella, Ian Loughran, came up behind me. He put his hand on my shoulder, and I turned around, and he said just these words, "Andrew, you know you shouldn't be here." And those words cut me. Because see, I knew where I was, I knew what I was doing. I knew I was not honouring the Lord. And I went home that night and it went from conviction to anger. Began to get very angry at him. How dare he tell me what I am to do with my life? But the Lord used that and I began to get really convicted about my sin. And it used to be that every night before I went to sleep, I had to pray. And I usually prayed the Lord's Prayer. And then I had to read my Bible. And I would have opened it up and found the shortest psalm. If you opened it up at Psalm 139, it was like, I'll just close it and open it up again to find something shorter. But I could not get to sleep until I had done that. And the only reason I can give for that is that it kind of salved my conscience. I've done my bit. I've prayed. I've read. And that went on for a couple of months until it was February the 27th, 2007, when I went to a youth rally in Randallstown Free Presbyterian Church. And I did what I usually did in every meeting that I attended that night. I was put in a wee back room because there was such a crowd, and I took out a pen and paper, and I just began to write down notes and pass notes and not pay attention. I had no time for things of God. As far as I can remember, I rarely listened to a sermon when I was in my teenage years. Even under the great gospel preaching of Mr. McRae, I just sat there, wrote notes, switched off, talked, didn't listen, mucked about. But the Lord that night during the appeal, when the pen and paper was put away and when all the nonsense had to stop, the Lord by His Spirit arrested my heart. And a conviction came over my soul like I never felt before. And there I was with my friends on either side of me. And I remember putting my head down on my hands in between, or I put my hands on either side of my head. And I began to weep over my sin. And the burden of sin began to get greater and greater and greater. And I'm not sure if you've ever read or watched the film Pilgrim's Progress, but you'll see Pilgrim at the start. And he's walking up and he has this burden on his back. It's like a weight and it's pressing him down. And every time he reads the Word of God, it gets bigger and heavier and worse. And that's how I felt that night. The conviction got greater and greater. Eventually, when the man was making the appeal, he says, "If anybody would like to receive the Lord, will stand to your feet as an acknowledgement that you're going to go through with the Lord." And I stood to my feet that night. And I can honestly say that the moment I stood to my feet, the burden rolled off my back. The joy of God came into my soul. The Lord changed me. I didn't go into school the next day and begin to tell everyone I got saved. But the young men knew by my life, my conduct, my character. I no longer watched the things that they watched or spoke the way that they spoke or wanted to go to the places that they wanted to go. They knew I was different. The Lord gave me many opportunities in school to serve Him, to witness, to take my stand for Him. And then I went at 16, I began to feel the burden to preach and to go into the ministry. And I spoke to a man about it, and he says, "Well, you need to go first and get a trade. It's the best thing to do is go and get a trade first, and that'll give you a few years to get into the church and get settled as a Christian." So I went and I studied electronic engineering for 2 or 3 years. And then I worked for 6 years in my workplace until I could do no more. And I came to a point where I said, if I am going to keep building these boards the rest of my life, I'm happy to do it, Lord. I'll do it. But Lord, I'll have wasted my life. And I knew the Lord was calling me into the ministry. The Lord really imprinted on my heart those words, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. And I knew that if I did not stand and preach the word of God, then I would face an awful woe in eternity. And so through many providential circumstances, too many to go through, different things about getting time off to study and different things to God, I was asked to go to Canada for 4.5 months, and I preached over there for 4.5 months, and then I was accepted into the Whitfield College of the Bible. And the Lord has been so good. And I was thinking the other night just about the college, and I could honestly summarize the college really with one word, and it has to be struggle. It has to be struggle. I am not very academic, although the Lord has helped me and improved that area, and I have been able to learn a lot of stuff. But in the first year especially, going from a farming background to into electronics and things like that, you never really had to study. Well, I never studied anyway. And so this whole idea of sitting down behind a desk was a completely novel idea. I didn't get really any of my GCSEs. I didn't study for them, so that's why I didn't get them. But so I was never a studier. But that first year, the Lord really helped me. The Lord really taught me. An older man came along and they helped me to study and to learn. And because that's what a ministry is all about. We're going to have to study 5 days a week, so I better get used to it when I'm in college. But the Lord really helped, and I got through my exams, got through second year, and now through fourth year, and the Lord has provided even a placement for me next year in the Martyrs Memorial to help and assist Mr. Brown there. So I've a lot to thank the Lord for, and that's just a very brief overview of my testimony and all what the Lord has done for me.